Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it's actually very easy. I don't know what the advisor goes to town on here. How much kumash did you do this morning?
I didn't do any homework.
No?
And I left 10 after 7.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm using my time elsewhere.
All right. I tried to plow ahead this morning. Didn't. All right, let's start. We are at the beginning of Perek Ches, Lamed Ches on base. Aisha Shoyisel Chels Betruma. A woman who was eating Truma. Uvov Amrullah, in the middle of her eating Truma, they came and said to her, Meis Baalech. She was a Yisroel. She was married to a Kohen. News reaches her, your husband died. Ogir Sheikh, your husband divorced you. Chena Evan, and so to a slave, Sheikh Betruma is eating Truma. Vov Amrullah, and they said to him, Meis Rabcho, your master died. Or Mechorchel Yisrael sold you to Yisrael. Or the son of Matana, or gave you as a gift. Or Sachem Ben Chorer made you a free man. The Chain Cohen Sheikh Betruma sold to a Cohen who was eating Truma, Venoda Loa, and in the middle of his eating Truma, he became aware of Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, became aware that his father had relations with a divorcee and conceived him thereby, relations with a woman who's a chalutza and conceived him thereby. Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Keren Mechom, Asher Lezer says in all these cases, the individual who's eating the truma has to pay a keren and a chomesh. Now, the Mefarshim point out that it's in a case where the woman, for instance, should have suspected that her husband was old and decrepit and on the verge of death's door, or they had fought very, very bitterly and was on the verge of divorce, or the Evan knew that his master really was trying to unload him. Those are the cases in which Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Lezer says, you chayav keren v'chomesh. Why? Because you should have realized that you're in a precarious position. And since you should have realized it, and you nonetheless went ahead and did it, you are a shogeg. You're not a mazid. That's why you pay keren v'chomesh. But you're not an ones either. You weren't completely blameless. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua, Poter Rabbi Yeshua says you're completely blameless. Because Lamaisa had this woman come to base and said, Rabbi, am I allowed to eat truma now? They would have said, technically speaking, you are. Your husband is still alive. Your husband hasn't divorced you. Your master has still not sold you. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer said, Yeshua says, you're going to be like an ones, and therefore you're exempt.
There's no scenario where the woman or the slave continue to eat after being told the news?
Oh, there will be, don't worry. Later this evening. Later this evening, we're going to discuss that. Okay, let's go to the Gemara. We're going to divide it to Mishnah 3. Nicha meis baalich. Second to last line, right? Nicha meis baalich. I understand the case where her husband drops dead in the middle. Gir sheikh. If she's divorced, surely she's aware of it. In other words, a woman has to accept the bill of divorce, right? Just because you bigger guys are such big, you know what the Gemara is going to answer. Okay, Rabbanan Amrin, Rabbanan say, Commissioner Rishoyna. This is going like the not yet. The Gemara is not going to answer yet. A few lines. Rabbanan Amrin, Commissioner Rishoyna. Rabbanan says it's going like Mishnah Rishoyna. In other words, like the original position, which is mentioned several times in Shas, when which is literally means. Mishnah Rishoyna means the first way of learning, but here it's referring to the Din Torah. The Din of the Torah is Arusa Bas Yisrael Ochelos Betruma. A woman who's betrothed to a Kohen can eat Truma already then, even though she's not yet fully married. Yeah. Midaraisa, so she can eat, because she already got her ring, right? That's sufficient, even though there's no Nisuin yet. They didn't sign under the Chuppah. And such a girl, Aviyah Mekabel Gilti, if she's a minor, her father can still accept her get on her behalf. So that would be the scenario which our mission would work out, right? Because she's not getting the get directly. Who's getting the get? Her father's getting the get. So since her father's getting the get, so therefore she would be eating truma And unbeknownst to her, it's possible at that time her father began to get elsewhere. No, no, no. When she grows up. She grows up. Yeah. You're right. She's a katana. That doesn't work. No, she has to be a nara. A nara. She's be 12 and 12 and a half. It would have to be a nara. That's right. Until she's 12 and a half, yeah. Okay? So says the word of Avi Makabi Gilton, her father accepts her get. Lamatesimid Aleph. Rabbi Lezer Amar, Rafi Lutemark, Mishnah Chorna, Kimi Goy, like Mishnah Chorna. Mishnah Chorna is what with the rebel, the Rabbonin, that a woman cannot allow to, is not allowed to eat Truma until she actually has Nisuin, until she stands the Chup. And there are two reasons given the Bavli. One is because Shema Tachil Lavil Ima, maybe she'll give her the rest of her family to eat because she's at home. Or another reason given is because when he actually does have Nisun with her, maybe he'll find she has a mum, she has some terrible blemish, and retroactively the marriage will be null and void because of mekachtos, because of an improper impression. So they even going like Mishnah Choy that Arusa does not eat lametes on base. Tipater explained with the following case. Sha'amra loy. She said to him, now here to him means really to a messenger, an agent. It should be hiskabel li giti, not hove, but hiskabel, take, accept from me my get, b'mokom ployni. I want you to accept my get in New York. V'yadarku lavi lo basur yomim, and it's understood that it takes 10 days to reach New York. U'matza sus, the husband, or the shliach, doesn't matter, found a horse, v'rotz v'vi l'chamish yomim, went and got the get after 5 days. So in that case, she wasn't aware. Says Gemara, no, I don't like that answer. Why could Rabbi Elazar say this answer? Below Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, wouldn't Rabbi Elazar like to be in agreement with Rabbi Eliezer? And the Taninan Tamon, we learned over there that in such a case where a woman sent out her agent to accept the get for her, regardless, Rabbi Elazar, it's a miyach, it's not only the Teshuva immediately. Because we say that even though she sent the agent to accept the get in New York, if the husband happens to find the agent in the outskirts of Chicago, then certainly the husband can give the get there. So therefore, in that case, she would be forbidden. She really would be amazed because she's not allowed to eat truma anymore the moment she appoints the shliach to accept her get. It's over. She's not allowed to eat afterwards. So says Mara, no. Lobodi Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Elazar concede. She omra aveli giti l'makom ployni. She said specifically, I only want the get to take effect in New York, not in Chicago, not in the outskirts of Chicago, not in Pittsburgh, not anywhere besides New York. So then she ochels b'truma, she'll get l'makom ployni. She eats truma until the get reaches that place. So our Mishnah can be talking about a case like that even according to Mishnah Achrona. In other words, a woman who got fully married, but she said, I only want my get to take effect when in New York, or whatever the case may be. So therefore it's possible that such a woman be caught in the middle that she's eating truma at the same time people come and say you got divorced while you're eating this truma because your shliach got to a place where he was entitled to accept the get. That's possible. However, Rabbi Hanani rejects this. On Rabbi Hanan, your Rabbi Hanan said, "Became a trauma law aveli giti l'mokom ploini." No, once she says, "I want to get specifically to given to be given to be taken to the so and so place." Nasa kamosha amra law. And since what she's saying is lo ye get el asor yom etrumi il go only get after 10 days mashochla behetzer ochla, then whatever she ate she was allowed to eat because the get doesn't take effect. Now until we're assuming the mishnah she ate after, let's say, 5 days, the get doesn't take effect until after 10 days. So what are you going to be b'chayiv her? She was entitled to eat truma at that point. So therefore the Gemara is saying is that it really can't work out like Mishnah Achrona. Because like Mishnah Achrona, if you're going to set her up in a scenario where she was truly married and she's supposed to accept the get, it's just that she sent an agent. So then in that case, until the agent reaches the destination which was intended, you can't accept the get, and therefore she would be allowed to eat the truma until such point.
Isn't that the way we
possibly? Yeah, we do possibly. So therefore, our Mishnah can't be talking about that case. Our Mishnah is going to be talking specifically according to Mishnah Achrayna, like Rabbanan said. Okay, that until Mishnah to that Midaraisa, she's allowed to eat while she's a Nara, a Nesua, and an Arusa, and in that case, she's not Mekabel her own get anyway. Okay, that's the end of that. So here, let's go to the next sugya. The Chen Cohen, you have that? So Chen Cohen, do you have a header? Probably don't have a header, right? Guy have a header, but Chen Cohen, Sheolcha v'chule. Rabbi Chaga Sheolcha v'raya, that you have? Rabbi Chaga asked the Chevra. Now this is a very interesting discussion here, really interesting. Minay Lecha b'shu, shu potter. How do we know that somebody who eats the permission is potter? What do I mean by this? Says Rabbi Chani Chana Chagai, Ma bein tzavu shulchul evanim tzor truma. If somebody thinks that the grain that the what they're about to eat is chulin, and it turns out it's truma, yes, Baker and Chaimish, right? He's called shogeg. Yet, koi v'nim tzoy so. A person that thought he's a koi, you don't have this, right? A person thought he's a koi v'nim tzoy Yisrael shu potter. What do you have? What? Next case. Not, so you do have it. Yeah. Again, I went from Memorav to Menorah base. Okay, maybe I didn't read it properly inside. Let's try to take a look at the bottom Memorav. Look at the bottom Memorav. Oh, Lamtesa base, sorry. But look at the top bottom Lamtesa base. My bin Sover Shu. What's it between this person who thought it was chulin then turned out to be truma shu chayv? The aspekim mechomish. Ma bin tzavah shu koin v'nim tzav yisrael shu potter. And the guy who thought he was a koin found out that he's yisrael, that he's exempt. Now we really haven't seen that later on, but we're going to see that a person who thought it was a koin for 10 hours yisrael afterwards, he's exempt from keren mechomish. So what's the difference? Why in one case does he have to pay Karen Mechomish, in the other case he doesn't? Amrin Lay, they said to him, I'll tell you, now we're at Memo Base. Right? Oh, because he has the asterisk being, I guess it's a typo. Amrin Lay, basic. Very interesting kind of thing, which is going to crop up a lot of times in the course of the evening. In order to become a apostle, if you're a Kohen, only Basin can paskin on you that you're a apostle. If Basin doesn't paskin you, rumors have no effect. You know, testimony not taken outside of court has no effect. Your only time to become ois Kohen then subsequently is if the Basin paskins on you that you're not a Kohen.
So you can be married to a Christian until
Basin. No. Somebody not wearing himself passed with himself, whereas Yichus is in doubt. Basin has to pass and know the Yichus is good or bad. That's not true by a case where you thought you were reading Chulin and it turned out that it's Truma. Either in reality it's Truma or it's not Truma. No psak is necessary in that case, right? So therefore what you say is like this. What? What, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza?
That his father was
married to a divorcee. Yeah.
So it first comes out now, they have to service the records.
Right. It requires a psak, because he had a cheskas kohen. Somebody goes to base and snitches on him. You know, Reuven, you think he's a real kohen? You got it. It's going to recur several times this evening. There is. You just didn't know that there was. The last Mishnah in Midos, though, says. Last Mishnah in Midos or last Mishnah in Tomei? I think it's last Mishnah in Midos. Says there's a special basin on Harabais, which dealt with the issue of who was a proper coin and who wasn't. And everybody before they did that vote had to go stand before this basin. And those who rendered posel, they had to, they were loyvei shchorim and satim shchorim, and they would go out and, you know, embarrassed, and those who were found kosher didn't say Asher Shabachar Bizarro Shalaron. So it was, so there was a whole procedure. Yeah, it's a Psaka based it. So therefore what he says is like this. In this case, as Cohen was eating Truma, then only then found out he was Yisrael. A Cholol, really, to be more precise. So it's not his fault, right? Because he did the based in on him, and now you're paskin on him. What's he have to worry about? Lest based in arises, lest based in sits, and determines this issue. There's nothing we have to be concerned about. So therefore, he was allowed to start eating, and he's on onus on his consumption. So everybody doesn't pay shogi, doesn't pay Karen v'chomish. But the guy who knew he was going, but didn't know what he was eating, was trumah, who knew he was Yisrael, but didn't know what he was eating, was trumah, thought it was chulin. So he's not contingent on a basin. He should have checked it out himself. Since he didn't check that out in himself, so therefore he doesn't pay Karen v'chomish. Why is that? Therefore, he does pay Karen Mechomish. Why is that? Because he's a shogig and not an onus. Am I making myself clear? The difference between shogig and onus? I don't know if I'm making myself clear.
So
Kohen
Chol is an onus?
Kohen Chol is an onus, right. Still based in Paskins, it's as if he was coerced to eat it. Okay, because he has no way of knowing that he's a Kohen Apostle right. Until based in actually Paskins on him. Okay? Whereas, to know that and somebody who eats food, a foodstuff, and did not, she should have checked out to see if it was actually true mechulin. Since he didn't, that's not an ones, it's only a shogeg. Okay, and therefore, by an ones, of course, you don't pay care of mechomish. By a shogeg, you do pay care of mechomish. Okay? Is that clear?
So ones is completely innocent.
Ones completely
shogeg
innocent.
Is innocent, but he should have checked.
Right, and therefore he pays care of mechomish. And of course, worse than that would be amazing. Okay? We'd only pay care and not chomish. Omer lo, so he said to them, Rabbi Chagai said to the Chevraya, Otzrichli, I got another question. Ma ben sover, are we still in Memorav?
Yeah.
Ma ben sover shulchol v'nim tzor Shabbos, shulchayev. Fascinating case. Somebody thinks it's a weekday.
Okay.
And does melacha, turns out it's Shabbos, it's chayev. It's chayev korban, right? What's the tree? Listen, ma ben sover shul Pesach v'nim tzor Shlomi. Er Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Person goes down and checks the carbon. He thinks it's a Pesach. It turns out it's a Shlomim. Shupater, there, he doesn't have to bring a Chatas for having transgressed Shabbos. Why not? Why in that case does he not have to bring it? Amrilei, so they said to him, Mishochet Birshus, because there he had permission to shech. Why is that? Because it's permitted to shech the Korban Pesach and Erev, an Erev Yontif, which comes out on Shabbos. Right?
Do we have to do it on Erev
Shabbos? No, not Pesach. Pesach is Doichel Shabbos. So therefore it's called a Toeh B'dvar Mitzvah. He made a mistake and thought he was doing a mitzvah. And there you don't bring a korban. When somebody just forgot it was Shabbos in Melacha, it's not Toeh B'dvar Mitzvah. Excuse me, he doesn't think he's doing a mitzvah by doing Melacha. So therefore he has to bring a korban. But here in this case, the guy said he was doing a mitzvah, and that's why he's exempt from being a korban. Okay? By the way, you can all go home now. We did two blot already. says the Gemara. Oh, no, they're all easy. See? There's no thesis written on the third one. Very short. Is there? Armalon, so he said, Armalon, Otzrichli, I got another question. Somebody eats a piece of fat thinking that it's permitted fat. It turns out to be forbidden fat, shuchai, that he has to be a carbon. My bit sover in a case, somebody thinks, now here's a big typo in the Gemara, shumutar v'nim tzor. If somebody is an oimel mutar, is the case we have throughout Shas. Oimel mutar means you think it's mutar to do something. It turns out it's also to do something. So in that case we say that loch is shupater, that you don't bring a carbon. Why a case where you thought it was permissible fat you do bring a carbon? The case you thought it's mutter, there's no carbon. The case of that would be a person knew it was chelav, but he didn't know there was an issue of chelav in the Torah. He was ignorant. He thought the Torah doesn't forbid cheeseburgers. So that's why I meant mutter. If you're shogeg, you forgot that cheeseburgers are also and you ate it, or you thought it was artificial cheese and you ate it, so then you bring a carbon.
Right.
But if you didn't know cheeseburgers are osur, then you don't bring a carbon. Why is that? What's the difference? So says the Gemara, lagivunei. They didn't respond to it. Amar lo, they said, subsequently they said, the Chabrai said, nimlechun minon. Let's take counsel among ourselves. Nimlechun means take counsel minon among ourselves and discuss the issue. Tana, we learned, who brings the chattas? Oho, idoy love chattaso, vevi. He became aware to him, he became aware that he sinned. He brings a korban. Hashamidiyaso. Some of you were he to because know that there was a chait involved here. In other words, he knew that this was he knew that there's an issue in the Torah of chaylev. He didn't know that this was chaylev. He thought it was shuman. So saying that hashamidiyaso. Some of you were he to have known that this is chaylev. He would have refrained. So such an individual, you should have maybe korban al shigagoso. He brings a korban if he did it unintentionally. You also saw as opposed to oimer mutter. Why does he bring korban? Because he's somewhat more severe. Shafil yodeh in a porish. Even if he had known it was chalev, he still would have eaten it. Because he doesn't know that there's this sort of chalev in the Torah. He doesn't know cheeseburgers are also. So therefore, this guy can't bring a korban. Why? Because only a shamidi or so, somebody who worried to have known it was chalev, would not have eaten it, he brings a korban. Somebody worried even to have known it was chalev, he would have eaten it, because he's an ignoramus. Such a person does not bring a korban. Special gzeres a kosher. So that's what we're saying here. Why somebody who thought it was permitted, permitted fat, turned out to be forbidden fat, he must bring a korban. Because had he known there was forbidden fat, he wouldn't have eaten it. As opposed to somebody who thinks that there's no prohibition of fat in the Torah at all. So therefore, even if he had known that it's forbidden fat, he still would have eaten it. Because he doesn't know chelev is osur. That's why we have to say that distinction, that in that case, since he would have eaten anyway, so for now that he happens to be, not have known, he still doesn't bring a carbon on that case.
And we have the same scenario on Shabbos as well.
Right.
He didn't know what was also to do on Shabbos, or he forgot that it was Shabbos.
Right. We're going to have the same scenario on Shabbos as well. That's correct.
So is it the same thing also?
Yeah, this is consistent, completely consistent. Shabbos the also is a basic principle of Babli as well. You have to say Shabbos, you're there. In a parish, suppose this guy, even where he had to know us, he still would not have refrained from eating it. All Rabbi Yossi Gabon, Rabbi Yossi was not in the room and they were having discussion. Now he came in. Vermeloni said to them, Lom alarm Isule, one chance of Rabbi Chagai with this person. Why do I have so vevino? Would have refrained that he would know and bring us a carbon. Armulet said, who kashiase? Rabbi Chagai asked the question, and why you have the room, who kaime? He sustained it, meaning he answered it by bringing down exactly as far as you just mentioned. Okay? Let's go back to the Mishnah. Hayaome. See the Hayaome?
Second asterisk.
Arthur? What? Okay, whatever it is. Is it zigzag somewhere there? Okay, Ohay Omer Umakir Gam Mizbeach. A Kohen standing and sacrificing atop the Mizbeach. Benodu Sheben Grushim Ben Chalutza, lousy timing. He told him his mother was a divorcee or had undergone Chalitza. I bless him, I call Karbana Shekriva Gam Mizbeach, anything sacrificing Mizbeach, Pesulit, are all puzzle. Rishua Machshir. Rishua says it's all kosher. Notice Shu Baal Mum, if it turns out that he is a Baal Mum, then everybody agrees Avodah Sapsula doesn't work even, it passes his carbon, his Avodah even retroactively. It's no good, right? His Avodah is unacceptable. Okay, how do we understand these, all these things? Let's go back to the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Do you have Om Rabbi Yochanan? Yeah. Okay, that's fine. This one of three drushes are Masechta, Shemu Chuvarmatar, which are clear in the Torah. Ubasa Akoin, it says that when you come, you should come El Akoin Asher, Yeba Yomimaim. You come to Koin who's alive in your day. That's what kind of statement is that? The Chiesh Koin Asher, Veino Koin Lachrasman. Is there a Koin now who's not going to become a Koin later on? Says, well, yeah. There is such a person. Vezezeh, who's such a person? Zeh shoya oimed u'makiv ha'kav b'mizbeach. So he was standing and sacrificing his mizbeach. V'noyde shu ben grusha ben chalutza. And it turned out he's ben grusha ben chalutza. So we say, Shavodosu k'sheira. Since it says that he's called a Kohen. What? Right, because the Kohen B'Yomim, he was once a Kohen, even though later on he's not a Kohen, for here we see we're going to be a Kohen for a limited time. Now, you can't, doesn't mean you can go and accept upon yourself the Kohen and say, okay, God, I want to be a Kohen for the next 10 days. It doesn't work that way. But if somebody thought he was a Kohen, so then he is a Kohen until it isn't. But the Torah here is sanctioning that Chazaka, saying that it works. Okay? It won't work. Right. That's right. No Chazaka, because that's not our logic issue, that's a reality issue. Okay? Rav Amar, another interpretation, another pasuk teaches the same thing. Barech Hashem Chilo. God bless his strength, but we dash it chalalo. And the handiwork of his hand be fine acceptable. Anybody who's from the children of Levi, even if he's a cholo, right? Even if he's a person who's damaged, because the borech Hashem chelo, Hashem bless the cholo. Okay, says the Gemara. I don't know if you have these words. Ma benehon. Do you have those words? You have al daite, right? What's in the mamino means what's in afkamina. Al daite, the Rav, according to Rav, who said that the svara is koin hashir biyomi mohaim. No, says as far as borech Hashem chelo, so va koin hamakri. Only the person who's supposed to be obeyed that day. Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem and said, if a Kohen comes in on the right day of his Beis Av, right, which is twice a year, because there were 24 Mishmaros, each of which is divided into 7 Batei Av, right? So therefore, your Mishmar comes in approximately twice a year, right? So a little bit more frequently, but around twice a year. So they come in. The group. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only the Kohen who should be sacrificing that day who gets the exemption. Because Borech Hashem Chelo, Upoya Dov Yitzhak, where Mevarech Chalos turn it is to work. If it's his turn today to work, we're Mevarechim. And we let the Levita go. Al daiti the Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, learn out from the pasuk of Uvasuk Hashem Yomi Mohem. It doesn't matter if it's his day to work. Any Kohen could be a Kohen for half the time and then subsequently not a Kohen. So therefore, his work is acceptable, his avodah is acceptable, even if it's not the right day. He came around the wrong day and did avodah. Okay? Al daiti the Rav, similar nafkimina, according to Rav, learn from Barech Hashem Chilo. Uvad Kotche Mikdash. It only works in Kotche Beis HaMikdash. Because it says, Upol Yodav. What's Upol Yodav? Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Anything connected to the Beis HaMikdash. How daiti the Rabbi Yechon, how daiti the Rab. According to the logic of Rav or whatever, Ubiuvad B'Shas Mikdash. It could be anywhere. But it has to be specifically during the time when the Beis HaMikdash existed. Meaning, according to Rav, who said, he's a Kohen till today. And then it's going after today, so it even works outside Beis HaMikdash. There's be truma or other facets of being Kohen which occur outside the Beis HaMikdash, because it's a din in status. It's not a din in the avoid is doing, not a din in the pula. It's a din in the pale. The person is doing the work, right? So therefore, we say that this guy, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this guy is kosher. Till today's kosher, from today's apostle. So it makes no difference if he's the one who's supposed to do that avodah today. If he's inside the Beis HaMikdash or eating truma, the principles all apply. According to that's if it's going on the person who does the work on the poyo. But if it goes on the pu'ula, on the activity, so what's, like Rav said, Baruch Hashem Chilo, fo'a yodav tirtzeh, what's po'a yodav? Only when he's working in the Beis HaMikdash. And only when it's his right time to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Is that clear? So then his avodah is not acceptable. doesn't upgrade his avodah.
Yeah, so if he's in the base of Mikdash, then up until the time he was pasul, up until that time that he was found pasul, then his avodah is accepted.
Depends. Could be only on the day of his mishmar. That's what we're saying. Yeah, it's Barcelona of our clearer. Rabbi Yirmi Aboy. Rabbi Yirmi asks, according to Pian, would say that he's kosher. Avlin and Shai, Dvorinkin, is this true about all other matters as well, such as Mikabel, if the Kohen who then turns out to be a cholo received the blood, and then he come out, he's a cholo. Vachar, sorry, can somebody else now sprinkle the blood which the cholo drew? Comments. The cholo did a kmitza on a mincha. Vachar maktir, can somebody else now do the aktora? Tapa mem mal from Ralph. Mazeh. If he shecht the paradum and starts bringing the blood towards the shrine, vachas seiref, could somebody else come and burn the paraduma? Rabbi Yaakov Rasavda, b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, he said, min madetani asuoso kechatos kezula. They made the guy, they made this kohen like a stolen chatos. Now, loch is, of course, a stolen chatos. We know the money was stolen. If you know the animal story, now not to be marked in the Beis HaMikdash. But what if it was not known to the Kohanim? Unbeknownst to them, they were sacrificing the stolen chatos. So the halacha is, shelo know to the rabbis, as long as the masses don't know that it's stolen, she mechaperes, it's mechaper. As long as the masses don't know it's stolen, then it's mechaper, it's a chatos. So we see that the parameters are not so rigid. Okay, we see that as long as you don't know what he is, it's like over there you don't know exactly what the animal is, it's okay. So Adam Rashumakaba Vachar Zorak. So this teaches us that since we go around with blinders, so to speak, unless we can prove that there's something wrong, we don't assume there's something wrong. So we say that he's if the Kohen who was able to be called is Mikabel, and another person is Zorik, that's good. That's sufficient for that. By the Beis Hamikdash, claimants that one person did the kmitza, Chag Makti, another person could do k'tak Torah. I don't know if you have this. Mazev Achar Zorif. He can sprinkle the blood of the paraduma. Obviously, you then somebody else burn the paraduma. Okay, but it's that's what it should be. Okay, because obviously in the order chronologically, first you do the azon, and then you do the srefa. Rabbi Akiva Yaakov Araz. This is the coolest question. Coolest question, perhaps, since we started learning Yerushalmi. Rabbi Isaac, how does a Rotzeach go back if he's Rotzeach Meshogi? How does he live as a Yer Miklat? Leave. When needs to have author? What if there was a Koi and the Koi? No, Yovel doesn't help for a Rotzeach Meshogi. No, it's only for Avodim. I think, pretty sure. Any idea? Then what? Not like him. Okay, fine. For a minute, I thought he was saying like you. No, Yoga. We're going gold dice. Not Yoga. Okay, so now. So it's a coin. What happens if instead of the coin got all kicking the proverbial bucket? The Kohen Gadol standing the base of Mikdash in that void, and they say, the Kohen Gadol, you're really a cholo. What happens to the Rotech and the Yer Miklat? Does he get out then, because it's tantamount to a death of the Kohen Gadol? Or does he stay in prison because there was no Kohen Gadol? That's the Gemara's question. You don't like it, huh?
No.
What? Mars going to end up that it is.
Is it really?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's the death of Kohen Gadol is like a kapara itself.
The president.
Yeah.
He's impeached or resigned.
That's what we're talking about.
More involved than just the person.
Okay. So again, let's see it right. Yeah, but this is not quite the same because it turned out retroactively that he was the son of a divorcee, the son of a chalutza, so one could make the case it's retroactive. Okay? Rabbi Yaakov is out there v'shem Rabbi Yitzchok Shoal. Hoy ha'emin ha'makrin of his bech. The guy was the kohen goes to handing ha'makrin of his bech. But no, the Lusha Ben Grusha turns out that he's the son of a divorcee. Ma'at ha'vilei, what's his status? K'mishu meis, as if he dropped dead. V'yach s'v'tzeh ha'makom on the road, tzchim go back home. Oh, is it much worse for the murderer? Because if it was a murderer who was condemned to sit in the Armiklon when there was no Kohen Gadol in office, and Lacha said such a murderer can never go out, he has to stay in the Armiklon forever and ever. Right? And retroactively, there was no Kohen Gadol at the time he committed the sin, and therefore he never gets out. So, let's hear from here. Let's extrapolate from the Kohen case. So long Maisa is also brought down the Bavli. Maisa bim gurushal diskus biavne. A certain Maisa with the reservoir of water uses a mikvah, which belonged to a person named Diskus in Yavne. Shreiso emetis b'ches kashleim was assumed that it was a whole mikvah. W-H-O-L-E. V'nim deris, and then it was measured. V'nim tzas chaser, and lo and behold, it was lacking some measure to bring it out to 40 saw. For your Rabbi Taufein mitahev, Rabbi Taufein said anybody went to the mikvah and any vessels which are put in that mikvah are tohar. I said one time it has a chazaka that it was good. Right, we had an assumption it was good. Rabbi Akiva mitahev, Akiva says it tohmei. Why? I'm right tired for every time and said, why do you say such a thing? Ha mikvah has ever cheskas tahor I made. The mikvah is assumed to be tohar. Loyal Mataros, you could continue to consider the mikvah Torah, actually, Vadal Chachachachachar, until the last possible point when it could have become emptier than necessary. Okay, that's called the Chazaka, extending the last reality forward as much as possible. Rabbi Kirikim said, on the contrary, the Tome Azeh, the guy who went to the mikvah, he was Tomei before he went to the mikvah. So what's his to Chazaka? That he's Tomei. So you have to prove that the mikvah is a good mikvah in order to get him out of the Cheskas Tuma. Rabbi Tarfon said, well, what is this analogous to? It's analogous to Koi standing on being makriv on Mizbech. And he turns out that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. So to here, let's say the mikvah is tar, even though now it seems to be lacking. But over there, let's just like over there, let's say the mikvah is good. Rakiva said, "Lemaisa toimen." No, what is this analogous to? This case of mikveh, the kohen omed. I'm sorry, the omed umakriv. Person standing and sacrificing on top mizbeach. On top mizbeach, he's there. He's sacrificing. When notice shabavum, then enters as the baal mum. He's got a blemish. Shavadoso psula is avodas pasul. Sorry, Kiva's papa is proving that in fact it's the case. The question is how to look at it. If you look at it as Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, if you look at the mikvah as being similar to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, then it's Tomei at the last possible moment. Because just like Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, you push off the last possible moment, it's Torah. It's the Torah at the last possible moment. So Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, you push off to the last possible minute, because it requires a psak based it. So it's here, the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is the last possible minute. And before that is considered a Kohen Kosher. And therefore, when he drops dead, all the murderers go free. Now he drops dead. When he proves he's possible, all the murderers go free. But if you're going to say that what they found about him is a Baal Mum, so Baal Mum is retroactive. Right?
But
the Pasul Mithra is not written. Well, now I lost my train of thought. Are we trying now to explain Rabbi Tarfon? No, we are trying to explain Rabbi Akiva, right. Korei Akiva, it's a Baal Mum. Right, say that the fine guy, the coin go Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza makes it like a Baal Mum. So if the Rotsiach should never go back.
So can Rabbi Akiva apply this case to the mitzvah? Because the mikvah we know was kosher one.
He says what was left over, in other words, the land.
As opposed to?
As opposed to the Kohen who was found to have a gum. So it's retroactive for the time he was born. The time he became bar mitzvah, became eligible for the born.
Right. The Gemara is not saying that, obviously. Gemara is saying that.
Thus, if he sells the property, if the first guy sells the property, nothing remains of it for the second.
Well, let's see the other one of the else. Maybe it'll help. Tarva said, Mazar, what's going on here? And even that male Ben Grusha, I say the case is like Ben Grusha. In other words, that it's not, you push off as far as possible. It's like Ben Grusha, Ben Lutza, until Basin Paskin, still considered to be kosher, so to here, until they Paskin, it's still considered to be okay. The mikvah is still going to be okay. You're saying it's like a Baamu, just like Baamu. Apostles retroactively, so the mikvah is possible retroactively. Let's see what it's really akin to. Im le ben grusha, nil medev mi ben grusha. If it's akin to ben grusha, it's learned from the gates of ben grusha. Vim le ba'mum, who doi, im le ba'mum, who doi, it's akin to the gates of the ba'mum. Nil medev mi ba'mum, let's serve for ba'mum. Rabbi Akiva said, mikveh pisula begufo. By a mikveh, the psul is in the object itself. U ba'mum psula begufo, by a ba'mum, the psul is in the person himself. Vayochir Ben Grusha, you can't bring a rife in Ben Grusha. Where's the psul in Ben Grusha? In the Yichus, in the parents, not in the kid himself. Right, exactly. Shem psul machmas acher. Psul is in others, because of others. Furthermore, mikveh psul biyochir. By a mikveh takes one to pass. It's one person drawing water out of the mikveh makes it possible. By a balmum, psul biyochir. Just one person making or getting a blemish is possible. However, Ben Grusha, it's no right to Ben Grusha. Shepisula be based in, because Ben Grusha is when does it become possible? Only a based in, an individual cannot declare himself a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Only based in can declare it based on the evidence. Okay.
You don't need
this is possible, like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Akiva, "Haparish mimcha. Anybody that separates from you can parish mechayiv as if he's separating from his own life." From Rabbi Yisrael says, "Zois ameres. This is the exchange Rabbi Akiva teaches us. Hayayimedu makiv agam isbech. Person saying isbech, but no, there should ben grusha ben chalutza. Turns out he's ben grusha ben chalutza. So then even Rabbi Akiva agrees that it's from here on in." And therefore says the Gemara Shavu Dosok Kshera Achi Pasul Basin. Zavodah remains kosher until he is a Pasul and Basin. And therefore, says the Kavanoki, when he's rendered Pasul, it's like dropping dead. Why is it like dropping dead? Because it's not a race Lamafreya. A Baamum is a race Lamafreya. That means you can't release the murderers. But since this is subsequent, and therefore the murderers are released. Now this is a very difficult concept. The Kavanoki asked the question which I know you were really asking before, which is, how does the basin just is it's like the FBI, right? They're doing detective work. But either he was a Ben Grusha Chalutza, but wasn't a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, right? So the reality shouldn't be determined by Beis Din. They should only be the inquiry board to see what reality is. But I can say they determine reality that from till now, the reality was that he was a Kohen, and from here on in, reality is not a Kohen. How can you say such a thing which is bothering you, right?
It's like the Truth Squad in South Africa.
Right, the Truth Squad. Yeah, it's like this Winnie Mandela, right? She has a new middle name. I forget. It was some crazy. It's a good thing this tape is not going to South Africa. Otherwise, you'd end up with a necklace around your neck. It's not a pleasant one. In any event, so the Shaila is, so the truth is he doesn't have a good answer. He has a cop-out answer. Says this would be one of the cases where Moser Nakosub L'Chachomim. The Torah gave it over to Chachomim to decide when the person becomes apostle or not based on the Pesachim basis. So be as it may, that teaches us that it's similar to death, and therefore it's the murderer goes free when he's put to be a Ben Gush Mechalutza. Supposed to be when he's put to be a Baal Mum, which case that condemns the murderer to sit in the Eir Miklat forever, because then he really had no Kohen Gadol on which to go. Right? Adamra Safek Tame. Okay. So this tells us that's the case. Safek Tame. I'm not going to read this. Wait.
That's one who gives advice. The carbon of Chassid from Shimon Gamliel.
So it's really the Gemara mainly.
So the Gemara asks the question. Wait, so that's the case. Hadamara, that should we should extrapolate from this that any Safik Tameh, Safik Bamum is the Safik, whether it's Tameh when he's doing Avoda, Safik is Bamum is doing Avoda, Avodasuk Shere, let's say there too is Avoda, it's kosher. Tameh, Tameh, La Ben Gruru, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. Chor is a parallel drawn between that and Ben Gruru, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. Says the Gemara, no. Mikvah lav safek hu. By a mikvah, it's a safek, and nonetheless we say that it's tamei retroactively as long as you can possibly make it. So too we say by mum and by dar by tuma that we make the kohen who had a safek mum or a kohen who perhaps is tamei. We give the status of the mum or the tuma retroactively as far as possible, just like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, Zoi Someres, this teaches us, Pisum Mishpacha Tzarech Beisdin. And the only type, only Pisum Mishpacha requires Beisdin. That's the only Pisum Mishpacha is from here on in and not retroactively. And that's why that's the only one which is like death. As opposed to Tuma, as where Kohen, we're not sure if it's Tuma did the Avod or not. As opposed to the case of Mum, where the Kohen, not sure the Kohen had a Mum or not. In those cases, since it's a question of reality, it works retroactively, even as well. And apostles the Kohen retroactively, and therefore, by the case of the mikvah, that is the analogous case for apostles the mikvah retroactively. Okay?
Right.
Sock basins tend to amount to a change, as opposed to anything else, to just a revelation. Okay? So, now we'll go back to the Mishnah. We already did three blood, right? Okay? V'kulon shiu truma toch bir. V'kulon shiu truma toch bir. V'kulon shiu truma toch bir. Everybody see that? Mr. Zuber, you have it?
In other words, you're the counseling person.
In the Mishnah.
Right?
I'm not sure.
I mean, it's the counseling person. I'm the one who says,
The Kluja to Tumatoi to Tumatropia. All these guys, now the truth of the Mordechai is it's really talking about just about an Eved, whose master was about to sell him an Isha, whose husband is about to die or divorce her. But to me, it seems like it's talking about all of the cases mentioned previously. Kutchai is the truth of the Mordechai, and the truth is already in their mouth. Rabbi Lezmer Yiflu, they should swallow. Shomer Yiflu, too, they should spit it out. Amrulo need mesa venit mesa truma. What if they said to him, your tummy and the truma you're eating is tummy as well? Double whammy. Your tummy and truma eating is tummy. Blessed Mary Vlad says you swallow it. And Shomer Yiflu, you should throw spit it out. Tummy Aisa. This is where your tummy right now. Or the truma's tummy right now. What about they tell him, you were tummy before you started eating? The truma was also tummy before you started eating. Oh no, that should tevel. So it was a pulse right beforehand. Or it turns out it wasn't truma. It turns out it's tevel. Right? Non-tight. Or my shalonif the truma, so my shalonif which the truma is not taken, which is also a form of tevel. Or my shalonif the shalonif too. And my shalonif which are out to shalim and weren't redeemed. Or shalom tam pish pish toch pi. All these cases are when, if while you're eating the truma, you didn't experience any tuma. All of a sudden you feel a pish pish in your mouth. Pish pish, he says here, is bed bug banglit. Bays Dali / Bays Gable. Bed bug. Okay? So if you place a bed bug, I told you that in Israel we used to have these things, the Shalvin used to fall from the roof at night. So we call them Tzanchanim, the paratroopers. So in any event, so I raise the E float, in that case you spit it out. Even though it's not Tommy. And even though it's a psul happened while you're eating, makes the truma so vile that you don't have to eat it. So we don't make you continue eating. Okay? Says Gemara. Let's go back to Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ma pligin. When do they have a machlokes be'evin v'ish? Only by an evin or isha. Then in that case, they have machlokes where they spit it out or swallow it. I was shied for him. Oh, Mr. Sugan, you're still in the place? Still in my office? I mean, I'm not pleading by Benisha. I'm a shad for him after Elazar's mother, but anything else, even Rabbi Elazar concedes that you spit it out. Why? Because by an Evan or Isha, they were more. Entitled to rely on the assumption that there were still wives or slaves, but by anybody else, they have no. We don't give them that leniency. Okay, so here Rabbi Elazar agrees that anybody else spits it out, right? Anybody else is a case of a person who was tummy. I found out he's telling me that he has to spit it out. Okay? No, I take that back. It's a mistake. No, scratch that. Because that's the case later in the Mishnah which we just read, where it actually says that that's part of the machlokas. The case that say tell you about is evident isha as opposed to Seven pounds Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, you would have to spit it out immediately. I'm not happy with what I'm saying. Oh! Yeah, the Kabbalah explains this. Rabbi Elazar holds, according to this Gemara, Rabbi Elazar holds a psul mishpacha, apostles of Mafreya. It's an Evan and Isha, it's not a retroactive thing, because they were married a minute ago. Or they were slaves a minute ago, right? So therefore, Rabbi Elazar holds, in that case, you get to swallow it. Because when you start eating, you eat it b'derech chater. But if a person found a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, not like the previous mission held also by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it's from here on in. So then he would be allowed to continue eating. But Rabbi Elazar holds that it works retroactively, and therefore you're not allowed to continue eating. Say, now, everybody would agree, a more partial case would be Bamu. Because Bamu, we all agree, it's retroactive, not just from here on in. Okay? Amar Yeshua bar Rav Yitzchok Masisa Amar Kenig Sisa Na Mishnah. Oh, no, that should tevel my Rishon no need lechuma. So if it's anything else, such as the tevel you're reading, or my Rishon which was not properly tithed, or my Shem Vektish which are not shaloni, which are not redeemed, on all these cases it says you got to spit it out. For later Rabbi Elazar Polig, Rabbi Elazar doesn't argue. So Sir Rabbi Elazar does not argue across the board. So my time with Rabbi Elazar, what's the reason Rabbi Elazar, by a woman, by a spouse, or by a slave, that you get to continue eating? Because you started better. Tanya, we learn that's once for. However, Rabbi Amram said, "Lo shah Rabbi Elazar, I married mishum shishchubah beheter." That's not the reason. Not because he started when it's mutter. Ella, rather, shayal Rabbi Elazar, I married halos kibaluah. Rabbi Elazar holds something which is chewed up is as if it's swallowed. So therefore, the additional act of swallowing is it's no greater avera. That's why you'll have to continue, which is a very nice one. This is more, yeah, nice svara, but it caused me all sorts of difficulties through all of Shas. So that's the case after Shabbos came. This is a case, very strange case. So the case like this, we know it's a sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, we already had a few blot ago, which is that if you cook on Shabbos, it's awesome to you forever. It's like eternal mukta, right? So what about if you started chewing on it? Can you continue and finish eating it? Because once you chew it, it's as if it's you ate it. Or a better case, more prevalent, after Pesach came, started chewing chametz. Can you finish it? You can say in the Sfarah of Blazers that lo es kibolea, then once you chew it as if you swallowed it, so the chorin should be the same thing. Abi Yom Kippur, if you start chewing something Yom Kippur, you should be allowed to swallow it. Yeah, according to this, you should be allowed to continue. I mean, it's bad, but you should be allowed to continue, right? Apinazir, so to a nazir cane. If he starts chewing grapes, he should be allowed to continue. Apinavales cane, you start getting chins inviting that Big Mac? What can you do? They start chewing on it. Finish it. Apinavales cane, Apinavales cane, Apinavales cane, Apinavales cane, and the word doesn't answer. In other words, if that's the case, so Tachlit should be Bahanius in the term. Rav Chir Bavo. B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the name Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hashoichet behemah." This is totally off on a tangent. Completely off on a tangent. Hashoichet behemah, shecht an animal. Motz b'shechet, you find worms in the animal. Also, you're not allowed to eat the worms. Not for hygienic reasons. Shteitzach. My time, why? Behemah behemah tochel. It says you find an animal, another animal, such as the fetus inside a larger animal, so you're allowed to eat. However, v'lo shecht. You can't eat a worm in which is inside another animal's. Rabbi Yehuda said, what's the difference between this case and the case of the little bird bugs which are in lentils? The Yatushin, the little gnats which are in Kleesin, and the Toloim, the little worms, which are in dates, which are gross, and in figs. There we say that as long as the bug is inside the fruit, you're allowed to take a bite out of the fruit and not be concerned about the bug. So why over here is the difference? Why by the wine do you have to be concerned? So says the Gemara, by the animal which had a worm in it. Why do you have to be concerned? Say the worm in the animal, just like the worm in the vegetable, just like the worm in the vegetable is a mutter, so too the worm in the animal should be mutter. This is more a very beautiful svara. Well, you have an apple, let's take a case of a worm in an apple. The worm and apple are not two separate things. Why? Because the apple doesn't have its own life force. So as long as the worm doesn't come out of the apple, you can take a bite out of the apple, and even if you eat the worm, it's not kefir, because it didn't come out to the airspace of the world, and therefore it's not separate. But by a worm inside an animal, so there are two separate lives there, and the two separate lives is what creates the lack of bittul, and what makes you chayev to return. That's a return, but not to eat the shekets. I'm starting off the sentence confusing. Let me just repeat it again. By an apple, which has a worm in it, the worm is not a contradiction to the apple, because it's not two separate life forces. So if the worm is bottled to the apple, you can eat the apple and eat the worm as well. But a worm cannot be bottled to an animal. A worm cannot be bottled to a cow, because there are two separate life forces there. So by definition, the existence of two separate life forces is separates the worm inherently from the animal. And even if you can eat the animal, you cannot eat the worm. What do you want to ask?
Well, the worm is living off the animal.
That's true, but only parasitically. Okay, but it's the two separate lives. You now have to eat the parasites which you know, ride the whales. That doesn't help. Parasitical nature does not help. Okay, so as a separate life force, it doesn't do you any good. Okay? Now we're going to top a little bit of topic just to Marisayan. If you have fish brine with fat in it, which also has fish blood in it. Right? This is a delicacy in the old days. Ad lo yatzlil, before the blood settles shari, you're allowed to drink the blood because it's fish blood. It's only, you know, it's not. It's only also because of marasayim. So before the blood settles, you can have a drink of this oil, even though it has blood in it. Bidutzolio, once the blood settles, literally clears, also, that's forbidden. You're not allowed to trade with it. You're not allowed to eat it because of marasayin. Tani, we learned, Damsha Kikra, if you find blood on your loaf of bread, Goro, you remove the blood, V'ochlo, then you can eat the loaf. However, if you can't eat the blood. What's the exception? If while you're chewing, blood comes out from between your gums, then you're allowed to swallow that blood. Ochlo v'nechosh, you're allowed to eat it. You don't have to worry about it again because there's no marasai in that case because it's already within you, right? Yeah? Okay, phone rang. The blood... If blood is on the bread separate, you're not allowed to eat the piece of bread. What? No, now human blood. Change gears. Fish blood is also marasai when it settles in the cup. Now, separate thing. Human blood. If it's distinct, if it's on a piece of bread, you can't eat the piece of bread. If you're chewing on something and you have poor gums and start bleeding, you can continue eating and suck in the blood. There's only dam shaparsh. It's similar. Why are all these cases bred down? Because they're similar in one respect. Just like the insect leaving an apple makes the insect also. Right? If the worm actually exits of the apple, uses a wormhole to get out of the apple, they become a separate entity. If the fish blood sinks to the bottom of the cup, it becomes a separate entity. If the blood is not in your mouth, but rather on the bread, it becomes a separate entity. And then in all these cases, some of them are usher medin, some of them are usher because of marasayim, but they're all usher. Tanya, we learned. Home stretch. I could just try and get to the next Mishnah. Hagizin. Not very far, right? Hagizin. These are types of worms. Gizin, bazbuzin, zizin. Would you say they're also when they're still in the fruit? They got to be creepy crawly things. They want to be also. And in the fruit, they're not going to be creepy crawly. Why? Because they have to be distinct. They have to be they themselves. I guess not because they creepy crawly. That's not the emphasis. But they have to be distinct, repugnant thing unto themselves. Below is on champagne, not when they're in the fruit. What about if that's the case? If they came out, the worm poked out, it's ground worm day. The worm poked out his head and then went back into the apple. Do I say the worm continues to be on mutter? No. They came and went back out again, in again. No, it already established independence. They came out and went back, they're high. They're not allowed to eat it. Rav Chia Barashi Hashem Rav said, they just came out on the rim of the food. It's the worm still in the apple, but it just came out a little bit. Rabbi Abba Shem Rabbi Abba Bar Ravuna B'Shem Yehovan said, "Hashochin beim if I ever shecht an animal, umotzeh b'chazir, and you find in it a pig, mutzeh b'achila, you're allowed to eat it. The musyana, if you find them, do you have the musyana? What do you have?" What a big blunder. Either it's a big blunder, it's a major, major difference. He says, the moose Yona Osir Bachila. Not Rabbi Yona. The form of a dove is also to eat. Why the dichotomy between the form of a pig and the form of a bird? My time, why? Behema bivhema tochelu. If you find an animal in the animal, you can eat it. Fla'of bivhema tochelu. Not a bird in an animal. So therefore, it must be dmusiona. If you find the sign which looks like a pig inside a cow, it's mutter. Sign which looks like a pigeon inside a cow, even though pigeons are kosher, you can't eat it because it's an open thing. Low and of course, like I said previously, if you find insects, worms in a cow, you can't eat them either.
Of course, the drosha doesn't make any sense.
Factually.
Because you're not finding an
oven,
you're finding a dmusiona.
Yeah, okay. It's like perhaps even like Harchaka Dor writes, the Torah itself wanted to draw the distinction. But you're right, it's a tenuous drasha. Oshatan Tapishbish. Losov bedbug, right? You tell today it's a bedbug while you're eating. Losov Tovar Pishbish, not just a bedbug. Anything which a person finds repugnant, right? That eating that together with the truma would be just as bad as spitting out the truma. So therefore, you might as well just spit it out. Don't continue eating it because it would be so repugnant and repulsive to you. Okay, I guess we'll stop here for this evening.